let your family be. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. Worship him. Hallelujah.
To receive the word. Hallelujah. Because I believe that God is pleased, amen, with our praise. And we worship him today. We give him glory and honor, amen, for just being who he is. And as you stand on your feet, we're ready to receive the word of God on this day. amen, that the Lord is going to speak to his people, amen, through the man of God. And I thank God for each one of you and for all the songs we're going up before the Lord. And we know the word of the Lord say, without faith it shall be impossible to please God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can you hear without the preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? Amen. We thank God. We get ready for the word. Our own assistant pastor, amen, the other Dr. Thomas Presley Jr. Let's praise God for the man of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Why are you standing? Let us bow our heads. Father, in your sweet holy name, Lord, we thank you for this assembly. Lord, we ask in your sweet name, Jesus, Lord, my God, that you'll anoint your word. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all things. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God is good. And he's good all the time. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I realize that there's going to be a change of power that's going to come in the very near future. And whenever there's a change of power, sometimes it's according to whose name that the authority is in.
Amen.
In our situation, since it's going to be the president that's in there now, he has authority. But when the other member comes, he's going to have the authority.
Amen.
And it's done in his name. In the president's name. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of situations like that when things are done in someone's name. Yes. You know, if I was kin to the Rockefellers, I believe somebody may have said this, but if I were kin, if I were real close and I needed some money, all I would have to do is go down to the bank. I can go down to Georgetown, the Kentucky Bank, and step in there. And,
yeah.
And they might look at me kind of funny. And I might say that I need X amount of dollars. But that money will begin to move when I begin to tell them that I have the authority of the Rockefellers.
Yeah, yes.
Now, some of you all may not know who the Rockefellers are, so I'll go a little bit younger. I can use Bill Gates. Now, I know you know who Bill Gates is.
Yes.
If I need some money, all they have to know is that I have the authority from Bill Gates.
Yes.
To get some money.
Uh-huh.
There is power in a name.
Mm-hmm.
Great power in a name.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Uh-huh.
If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to turn to Psalms 118. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I won't be before you too long.
Bless him, Lord.
Psalms 118. I'm just going to talk about power in a name. There is power in a name. I'm going to read just a few verses in Psalms 118. I'm going to start at verse 8.
Yes.
If you have it, say amen. Amen. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
Yes.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, But in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Mm-hmm. They compass me about. Yea, they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them.
Yes.
They compass me about like bees. Mm-hmm. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Mm-hmm. Thou hast thrust sword me that I may fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Yes.
You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
There is power in a name. I'm going to basically look at three scriptures, verse 10, verse 11, verse 12. Authority. Some folks don't realize how much power that's in the name of Jesus. They don't realize. Because if they knew, a lot of folks would use that name a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. The old folks call it, now I believe there's a song called Pleading the Blood, Pleading the Blood. They use the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Power. In that name. In the authority of a name, can one have the power to execute a certain type of force,
mm-hmm,
or action? In a name. You have the power in that name. Power in the name of Jesus. Don't you know when Jesus spoke, especially recalling the time of Lazarus?
Uh-huh.
Lazarus was dead. He had been dead, according to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for Jesus to come, but Jesus delayed his action. He went later. He made sure that Lazarus really was dead and he was in the grave. Because the Bible says when he got there, somebody said that he stinketh by now. And he was.
Uh-huh.
But when Jesus, the people were so upset, so in such a way that they were crying, and it made Jesus cry.
Uh-huh.
But the Lord had the power. He is the resurrection.
Yes.
But it made him cry. When he got close to the grave, no doubt when they moved away,
yes,
the stone.
Uh-huh.
Can you just imagine that scene where Jesus just begins to open his mouth? And you can just see things just start to move. Before he can get all the words out, before he can get all the syllables out, things start shaking already. Can you imagine, yes, what power that is in the name of Jesus? He said, Lazarus, come forth. And in reality, if he just said come forth, everybody would be coming out of there. It's just that much power in that name. Looking at verse number 10. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them.
Yes.
Now can you imagine David? I would say that there were a lot of enemies,
mm-hmm,
that David had. Because in the name of the Lord, David was marching on. In the name of the Lord, David was subduing kingdoms. In the name of the Lord, David was going on. And I'm quite sure in David's conquest that he made a lot of enemies.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm quite sure when David began to make his move, a lot of folks didn't like it.
Well.
So they compassed me about. It said, all nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them.
Yes.
All nations. What does that tell us when the Bible talks about all nations? A mighty power, mighty force. A lot of times in your life, by you being a Christian, by you standing up and saying who you are, the devil already hates you.
Yeah.
He don't like you. No. Why? Because you are son or daughter of the Lord. He can't stand it. He don't like you. He don't like your daddy. Since he doesn't like your daddy, he don't like you.
That's right. That's right.
Can't stand you. This lets us know that it doesn't make any difference who comes upon you. If you're standing firm in the Lord, you will destroy them. You will conquer. David declared, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, will I destroy them. Any force, all force that comes against you, superpowers. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, of things in earth,
right.
And things under the earth.
Oh, yes.
On knee, all things shall bow.
Uh-huh.
What we're getting into just a little bit, I'm just going to talk about it just a little bit. Spiritual warfare. I'm going to talk about it just a little bit. A spiritual warfare. All things in the earth and under the earth. All things. Meaning all spirits. Who are they in subjection to? They're in subjection to Jesus. If you live right, and if you're doing what the Word of God says, and if you're filled with His Spirit, who's afraid of you?
Yes.
Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. You have the authority to use the name of Jesus. Why do you think when people pray for different ones, when they pray over them, they say, in the name of Jesus? Because there's power in that name. So it might be elementary to some. But that is a mighty powerful weapon to use in the name of Jesus. There are greater demonic forces that can surround someone. Greater than you know. But there is a host of angelic beings that can encompass you.
Yes.
That can protect you from any form. All by calling on the name of Jesus. Prime example. I think it was Elijah. He had a servant named Gehazi, I believe, but the Bible says. And it seemed like that the man of God was somewhere. And he was just cooling it out. Oh, he was just taking it easy. He was cooling it out. But it seemed like that the enemy was lurking. And the servant, if my memory serves me correctly, that he got all shook up and said, oh, the enemy's out there, the enemy's out there. And yes, sometimes in your life, it may look like you are surrounded. The man of God just prayed. And he said, open his eyes. Let him see. And when he opened his eyes, he saw the angelic host. Yes, yes. There. That was there to help them against the enemy. There is power in that name. Lord have mercy. Verse number 12. They can pass me about. No, verse number 11. They can pass me about. Yea, they can pass me about. But in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They can pass me about. They can pass me about. But in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Sometimes there is an element of fear. Slight element of fear. Sometimes when test comes, by being who you are, by being human, there could be just a slight element of fear. I heard one preacher preach one time. He talked about it. He said, what you going to do? What you going to do? He said, are you going to run or are you going to fight? Are you going to run? Are you going to flee? Or are you going to fight? Fight. And that is really a condition. Fight or flee. What are you going to do when the pressure comes upon you? Are you going to fight or are you going to flee? A very uncomfortable state to be in. A nervous state. What you going to do when the pressure comes on? Can you just imagine two fighters being in the ring and you know your opponent really is just as good as you are? What are you going to do? Are you going to fight? Are you going to run? What you going to do? An element of fear. It says in the scripture, it says, they can pass me about once. Yea, they can pass me about twice. But it says, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You have to build up. You have to fight that element of fear. You see, in the name of Jesus, I can't do this. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to be victorious. In the name of Jesus, you have to build yourself up. You have to talk to yourself. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself. There was a saying, which is I believe is true. And it was told to me, but I believe it's true. Because I really haven't done a lot of history on Muhammad Ali. But it sounds like it's true. It said that Muhammad Ali was the champ and he was in the ring, he was fighting. And his opponent was real, real good. And Muhammad Ali got tired. He got tired. And he got to the point where he wanted to give up and quit. And he was the champ. And somebody looked at his corner, Muhammad Ali, he's fighting, and his opponent's real good. His opponent's right there on his heels, his opponent's real good. And it seemed like in Muhammad Ali's mind, it seemed like that his opponent is made out of granite. Muhammad Ali's arms are getting real tarred, and he just really want to quit. And it's said that he sees the trainer, and he said, oh, you know, I'm going to quit. But the trainer said, hey, man, you the champ. You can't quit. You the champ. So they gave Muhammad Ali a boost, and he come back to himself. And before you know it, he done won the fight. But somebody had to tell him that he was the champ. I'm telling you that you are sons and daughters of God, and you've already won the battle. You've already won. Because you are the champs. Lord have mercy. Lord Jesus. An element of fear. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:10, it says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run to it, and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. The Lord blessed me to use his name to defuse a situation a long time ago. I was a young man at the time, and I had the opportunity back some time ago. I used to raise tobacco, and I was raising it with a relative of mine. But this particular relative that I had, we had a history of getting together, we close, and then we fight. We are real close, we like buddies, we like brothers, we're close, and then we fight. And that was sort of our history, because he was kind of, I wouldn't say peculiar, but he was sort of, yeah, maybe about some things, because he was a perfectionist in certain areas. He wanted certain things to be done a certain way, like he wanted to be done. You know, a lot of times you do things, there are two or three ways of doing it, and you know, when somebody always wants their way because they think it has to go this way. But anyway, something happened, and he got upset. And he got to the point where he almost wanted to fight. And I said, I can't fight this man. I said, I'm in church. I said, I can't do no fight. I can't fight this fella. I said, I'm in church. I said, Lord Jesus, you're going to have to help me. So I just went, just for some people, they may have thought that I was crazy for what I'd done. We were driven to back, and he was about ready to jump on me and stuff. And I just went out in the barn. And I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I'm quite sure they could hear me in that praying. And by calling on the name of the Lord, you know, I went back in there, and all that stuff was settled. Amen. Lord, then took all the fight out of it. I was saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, you can't give place to the devil. Amen. Just because somebody gets upset at you, and he may want to have a tendency to knock your head off, you can't play into that. And especially if you know it's the devil, which I knew was the devil all the way. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Verse 12. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. I will. There's a word that is called intensity. Intense. It talks about it like bees, intense. Can you just imagine running from some bees? That's intense. You know, it really is. We used to have fun like that. You know, I guess coming up, sometimes we'd be on, we're looking for adrenaline rush. And our adrenaline rush was to get some gasoline if we saw a nest of bees or waltzers or something like that. Our rush would be to kill those waltzers with the gasoline. But the only thing about it is whoever volunteered to throw the gasoline, you better not miss. And we kind of coach one another, getting ready to throw the gasoline. All right, man, don't, you, wait a minute. Wait, you make sure you hit it. Let me throw it. No, man, you're going to miss. Let me throw. Wait a minute. You better hit it. You better hit that. You ready? We just give a kick out of it. We're gonna throw some gasoline on these waltzes, you know. And we throw it up there, and some of it got, and some of it didn't get. So you know what we're doing, don't you? We're running. We take it all running, fighting, you know. We get a rush out of that, you know. But that was an intense situation. You know, because it's a pretty good-sized nest, and don't mess with no hornet's nest. Please don't. Because you better run and fight. You fast. Don't fall down. Don't stumble and fall down. Because you may not get any help to come back to help you. Lord have mercy. Bees being all around you. But it says they are quenched. As thorns that were set on fire have been quenched. They quenched. It says they are quenched as five thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Sometimes you can pray something and you see God just working. He's already working. And it's just amazing to see God work, because when you know he's going to work and he works, your mouth is still wide open. You still. Every time. Because it's an awesome thing. It's awesome to see God work. They're like bees. In the name of the Lord. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him that hath given him a name which is above every name. Highly exalted him. Giving him a name above every name. So in today's message, the emphasis is use the name of the Lord. Use the name of the Lord. Use it. When you anoint yourself or whatever's going on, whatever going on in your body, don't be afraid. In the name of Jesus, use that name. If you're somewhere and it seems like you got need just a two more, you're studying on a test or something, and you're trying to take a test, and sometimes seem like things are running out, and your mind seems like it's gone blank. You say, in the name of Jesus. When you get your bills and you look at it and you don't know exactly what's going on, you say, oh, I don't know where my money's coming from to pay these bills. You say, in the name of Jesus. When you get an unexpected phone call and you hear about somebody that's in desperate trouble, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there is power. The authority. I'm going to read one more thing, and then I'm going to sit down. One more thing. I told you I wasn't going to be too long. Well, the Lord had something to say about that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. One more thing, and then Psalms 8. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thou glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babe and suckling thou hast ordained strength. Because of thy enemies, thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hath crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, all beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. I would like to know if there's one here today, if the Lord is dealing with your heart right now. There's power in that name. That name can change you. That name can make something in your life anew. The name. I would like to know today if there's one. If it's laid on your heart to come, you may come. That name. That name. Peter said in the book of Acts, repent every one of you. And in that name, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Won't you come today? If there's any sick, we'll pray for you in that name, in the name of Jesus. Whatever there is going on in your life, we'll pray for you in that name, the name of Jesus. Won't you come today? There is power in that name. Song writes, there's wonder working power. Thank you, Jesus. Won't you come? Thank you, Jesus. Won't you come? Power, power. Power in the name, power in the blood. Won't you come? Won't you come? Is there another? Won't you come? Is there another? Won't you come? Power in the name. Won't you come? Thank you, Jesus. Won't you come? Thank you, Lord.